what will make the next big yielder? Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. A corn breeder is using a $500,000 USDA grant on research to improve corn breeding efficiency. We'll hear how that will lead to being able to predict the performance of corn hybrids. More from Martin Bone at the University of Illinois, coming up right after the break. University of Illinois corn breeder Martin Bone wants to use the corn genome to make breeding faster, more efficient, and more predictive. Bone tells Brownfield corn breeding is a numbers game for corn breeders large and small.
They try to improve their odds to find the right hybrid that will be the new winning cultivar on the market. And by doing so, they have to find two inbred lines that, when you combine them by making a cross, form a hybrid that is superior to all the other hybrids. And that takes a lot of resources to find that needle in the haystack, this combination of inbred lines.
Bone, originally from Germany and now an associate professor at the University of Illinois, says the possibilities are thanks to advances in knowledge about mapping the corn genome.
Recently, with the technology that came up to look into the genetic composition of the genome of corn, it is possible now to use that information to be more predictive in what are the next two inbreds that, when we combine them, form the next hybrid that is the winning hybrid and that farmers want to buy.
Bone says breeders who have the wherewithal to sequence their inbred lines are using that information to make plant breeding more predictive.
The idea is, if you know the genetic information of inbred lines and you have a model that allows you to predict how these inbred lines perform in a hybrid, then perhaps it's not necessary to test every potential inbred line combination. You can concentrate all your efforts on the winning combination.
Bone and collaborators from the University of Illinois and the University of Minnesota will put corn characteristics data with genomic information to develop new tools to add precision in predicting hybrid performance.
This technology, at the end of the day, will make plant breeding more efficient. Farmers will definitely see superior hybrids coming up in the pipelines of companies in the future that specifically are developed for their environmental circumstances and situations.
In 3 years, Bone hopes to have a tool that will cut out much of the trial and error involved in traditional corn breeding. But he says it's only the beginning. Tom Stever, Brownfield.